Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. I want to let you know that I do have a Facebook where I do post. It's called Bible Book Club on my Facebook. If you want to join, you can Facebook me, request that you be included in the Bible Book Club, and you will receive all of the scriptures that I post for the day. And I also do a radio program, which is what you're listening to now. I'm really excited that you're interested in reading the Bible with us. And we read the Bible. We start in January and we end in December. And don't worry about if you cannot read the whole scriptures every day. As long as you're reading and with us, at the end of the year, you'll have an opportunity to read it again. And where you didn't pick, you didn't get this year, you might get it next year. So, but the good thing is that you start reading the Bible and encourage people to join our Facebook Bible Book Club. We need you to be a part of what God is doing. He's giving his word to people, and he wants us to know his word inside and out. Amen? So today's message is, Jesus said he is Lord of the Sabbath. Okay. He was born in as a Jewish person, and he belonged to the Jewish church, and they have their services on Saturday. And so he was talking to, on the Sabbath, they were not allowed to do anything. They couldn't drive a car. They can't cook that day. They had so many rules. And that came with the law. Moses gave them the law and told them what they can and cannot do on this holy day. And we have a holy day on Sundays. Christians have a holy day on Sunday, and some Christians have it on Saturday. The main thing is that there's one day set apart to respect God. That's the whole purpose of having a Sabbath. Because God made us and he knows our bodies, what we can take, and we need one day off, at least, and worship God. So he, what is he talking about? He said he is the Lord of the Sabbath. Well, let me read it and then we'll discuss it. In Luke 6, one Sabbath, as Jesus and his disciples were walking through some grain fields, they were breaking off heads of wheat and rubbing off the husks in their hands and eating the grain. But the Pharisees, or the leaders of the church, were watching him and what they were doing. And they didn't like it because he seemed to be going against the grain of what they were teaching the people. Because little by little, instead of letting it work in the people's hearts, they were forcing people to obey the traditions or the rituals that they had. And does that sound familiar today? We have a lot of rituals, but we don't know why we're doing it. We have a lot of rules, and we don't understand why we need to follow the rules that the Word of God says. But there's a reason for everything. So the Pharisees said to them, "That's illegal. Your disciples are harvesting grain, and it's against the Jewish law to work on Sabbath, on the Sabbath day," right? So he picked one grain, and they call that working. He picked some grains. They were hungry. They ate it, and they got criticized for it. And of course, since he's the leader, he's got to be responsible for that. Jesus replied, "Don't you read the scriptures? Haven't you ever read what King David did when he and his men were hungry? He went into the temple. David went into the temple and took the showbread, which was a holy bread that was only a special bread that really only the priest ate, or they were had to be blessed first. I don't know exactly what their ritual was, but I know they had bread on the altars, and that was a special bread, and nobody was supposed to eat it. Assuming, okay. So the special bread that was placed before the Lord, and he ate it, and it is illegal." And he shared it. Not only he ate it, but he gave it to his people who were with him. Why? At that time, David was in the war. He was being chased by people, by the king and his soldiers. And so he went to the house of God, and he ate that sacred bread. And this is what Jesus is talking about. So he looked around. Jesus looked around after he told this story about David eating the bread, and he said, he looked around, and one by one, and he knew what the Pharisees were saying, but he wanted them to come to an understanding that the bread is holy because we give it to God, and that in situations where people are starving, they are going to need bread. They're going to need it. And he ate the bread. And he knew that really the Pharisees' heart was not right. Right? They were criticizing. They were watching for him to make errors in their religion so they could kill him. That was their goal. They didn't like him because he exposed every lie every rule that they used to oppress the people. And that's what religion does. We'll oppress the people and force them to do something that might actually hurt them, right? And that's happening. We see it in the world today. From religion, people are killing one another. And destroying things. That's not God's will. And that's the case of the Pharisees. They were so religious, they could not mix with the people who had a disease or mix with the lowly people. I know many cultures, you cannot even talk to your neighbor if they come from a different status in your community, right? So this is what Jesus is talking about. So he said, so there was a man there who needed to be healed, and he asked Jesus to heal him. And the Pharisees were watching and seeing, what is he going to do? Is he going to break another law by healing somebody on the Sabbath day? And that's exactly what he did. He knew what they were thinking. He knew what was in their heart. They wanted to kill him. He already knew that. And he said to the man, he saw a man who had a deformed hand. And he told that man, come here. And when the man came to him, he said, reach out your hand. And when the man put out his hand became normal again. At this, when the Pharisees saw that, they were so wild with rage. They were past angry. If they had a gun, they probably would have shot him. But began to plot his murder. They wanted to kill Jesus, his own people, who was the priest, who was supposed to be the priest of God's house. What is God's house? Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. Jesus is the head of the church and the Lord of the Sabbath. So he had authority to heal the man even on the day of Sabbath. How many people go to the church and get healed? On the Sabbath, right? I've been healed when I went to church. I know other people who have been healed when they went to church and they went up to the altar and they got healed on the Sabbath day for us Christians. And on the Jewish holiday, the Sabbath day, people get healed. God can heal people any day of the week. The idea or the motive behind what these people were doing, the Pharisees, was trying to impose the law on the people. And yes, we needed the law. But there's times that we have to know the content of the law. What is going to be the result of a law? Is it going to bring life or is it going to bring death? We need to bring life. We cannot make a law that's going to kill people. That's not God's will. We cannot make a law to kill babies. We cannot make a law that goes against the Ten Commandments, right? Because God put his laws in us, and he wants us to obey it. Ephesians 5:23 says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the man and of the church. And he is also the savior of the body of Christ." What is he talking about? If it wasn't for Jesus, there would be no church. If it wasn't for the Lord, who is we're supposed to be giving glory to God. The church belongs to God. And God gave Jesus authority on this earth to be the Lord of all. There is no one who can come to God except through Jesus Christ. That's not my rule. That's the law of the kingdom of God. Amen. Say this prayer with me today if you don't know the Lord. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to change me, Father God. Wash away my sins. And I know that you are God, that you are the only Savior of the world, that we cannot go to God unless we go through you. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, for saving me right now. Cleanse me of my sins. Let me forgive anyone who hurt me just as I've hurt other people. And Lord, I just know that I can receive forgiveness and I can give forgiveness. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.